This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here.
Five down.
Gary Ellerson over there at his house. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Big Ten Network, former college football head coach, our favorite, Coach Jerry DiNardo. Coach, thanks for coming on, man.
Good to be with you. I'm a little nervous, but good to be with you.
Why are you nervous? Hey, no need to be nervous with us.
Yeah, I do with this, you know, this all-decade team, you know. I tell everybody at the network, Howard Griffith is the director of player personnel at the Big Ten Network. I mean, he's the guy. I'm just floundering around here in life. I'm worried about the questions. I'm worried I won't be able to answer them. I'm going to fall short. I've got no confidence. Having said that, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're safe.
Hey, man, I before we get all this, I quickly just say something. So, I was just down in Indianapolis, when was it, Gary? Last weekend.
Yes.
And I was sending Gary pictures. Indianapolis is probably one of my favorite towns, if not my favorite town. And I've been going down there for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And I just think there's a personality about it. It's like it feels alive when you're down there mulling around downtown Indianapolis with all the great restaurants and bars and outdoor sitting areas and all the ways to get around inside and all the stores and everything. It is probably my favorite town. And I think Gary would agree it's one of his favorite as well. We always talk about it. And I went down there for dinner on last Thursday night, so a week ago tonight, and I was absolutely just taken aback and shocked at what I saw, Coach DiNardo. I mean, it is just boarded up from the looting, I guess, that happened and people smashing windows and everything else. I ended up sitting outside at Giordano's on the patio looking at a boarded up TJ Maxx across the street. That was my view for dinner. And there was like nobody walking around downtown Indianapolis.
You know, my daughter lives there. In fact, she's coming down here with us on Saturday. She's been locked in for a long time. She lives, it's not Jackson Square. What's the square? Jackson Square is in New Orleans.
Yeah, the middle, the main circle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she lives right off that, and you know, they've enjoyed living there. And but I know it's taken a beating and all that kind of stuff. And you know, hey, you know, progress is painful sometimes, and it certainly has been. So it'll come back. I'll say this, Sparky Gary. It's a great place for that championship game and any other sporting event.
Yeah, agreed.
Because
yeah.
You drive there, you park your car, and you never have to get back in your car until you drive it home.
Yep.
I mean, it's a walk, it's a cab, it's a great, great event town, in my opinion. But
yep.
Hopefully they'll fix whatever damage has been done.
And the ability to get traffic in and out of that town so smoothly, the way they do it, is just as impressive from a fan standpoint, I think. Okay, so this all-decade team, let's start with our number one beef on this all-decade team. So when we think all-decade team, it's 2010 and 2019, and Coach DiNardo was part of it, but there's a bunch of people. There's like 20 or 30 people that voted on this thing. So at running back, The first team was Saquon Barkley, along with Jonathan Taylor. The second team, Melvin Gordon was a part of, but there was no Monty Ball, who had a ton of touchdowns and everything else throughout his career at Wisconsin and so forth. So I guess the thing for us was, trying not to speak too much for Gary here, is, you know, those guys that were in college for 3-4 years and put up all those big numbers, should they take more precedence over a guy like Saquon Barkley, who wasn't there maybe as long?
Well, you know, maybe. I think style of offense impacts people voting, you know, and so Penn State's got a drastically different offense when Saquon was there than Wisconsin. The other thing, realistically, you know, when you're filling out that ballot, and man, it's hard, and you already have two Wisconsin guys on it, you know, I know you're not supposed to think about the teams and all that. You know, Sparky, Gary, it's just so hard to do stuff like that for me. It really is. One of the things that drives me crazy about the media business is when someone says, you know, he's the best right guard in the country. Really? You've watched every right guard in the country 4 or 5 games on coach's tape. That's how you came to the decision. And so when we throw around the best and the old decade and all that, you know, I don't know what to say. It's too hard to do. It's an exercise that is not perfect and too hard to do.
So, and that my question was, had they ever done this before? Or is this the first time for this?
Well, you know, for the network, I think we're going into our 14th year, and I don't know if it was because of COVID that they were planning on doing it, you know, because everybody was looking for digital content and trying to figure out a way, you know, to keep the doors open and all that. You know, I don't know. I don't ever remember doing it. And right. Really, unless I study guys on coaches tape, you know, I hate getting into a lot of personnel discussions. I mean, you watch Jonathan Taylor, obviously. I mean, if you're talking about the best running back, he has to be in the conversation, right? I mean, anybody can see that. But when you start comparing all of these great ones, I thought Ezekiel Elliott. Without Ezekiel Elliott, Ohio State doesn't win a national championship. I mean, right. It's not even close. Ohio State hasn't had a tailback like Ezekiel Elliott, you know, and I give Urban a lot of credit because he was really an eye running back, but they found ways to give him the ball with his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage with a running start that even gave him a better advantage than if he was a tailback in the eye formation. So, you know, honestly, I don't remember who I voted for. I mean, I could go back and look at it. It's so mind-boggling to me. But, you know, if what they did with Ezekiel in that spread, I know we're not talking about him. I mean, that was impressive.
No, I would agree with you, too, with Ezekiel Elliott. I didn't even think about him at running back. I mean, how did he – yeah, that's a good one to probably have on the list as well. But, you know what? Here's what I do think, though, because of where we are in the times – This all-decade team really got a lot of chirp, maybe because there's not a lot going on, and then all of a sudden it happens, and people are kind of glued to it.
Gary, plus, you know, Jim Delaney, when he started the Big Ten Network, he intensified the regionality of the sport. College football is not a national sport. None of us can name who's in the Atlantic and the Coastal, or all of them. Nobody knows who. If you got an A in geography, you certainly can't do the Pac-12 because they're not geographically sound. I was at Vanderbilt, we went to 12 schools, and we were west of Auburn. And, you know, I'm in there with John Majors and Pat Dye and Gene Stallings. I'm 30-something years old from New York. I'm not about to raise my hand and say, fellas, I'm west of Auburn. Why am I in the east? And so what Delaney did with the Big Ten Network, there wouldn't be a Big Ten all-decade team, right, if we didn't have the resource of the Big Ten Network. And so that's why I think this is something that everybody has paid attention to and everybody has an opinion about, and there's a lot of disagreement.
You know, the other thing, too, we look at what came out today. A defensive line came out today. Joey Bosa, Ohio State. Chase Young, Ohio State. Ryan Kerrigan at Purdue. And, of course, J.J. Watt at Wisconsin. I think of all the groups, probably the defensive line might be the strongest of all the groups. That is a very good top four defensive line, I think, representative of what this conference was all about for that decade. Those are all four really, really good football players.
And that was recent. That is the SEC model. I mean, the Big Ten has taken a lot of things from the SEC. Conference games in September instead of packing them all and not having a good TV menu early in the year. Defensive line and line play. You know, the SEC, you know, that's why they have dominated college football, because of the defensive linemen and how they play defense. And so that's a very positive recent development, that the Big Ten has had such good defensive linemen in the last decade, or that decade and on to the future. And obviously a lot of them have come out of Ohio State, and that's why they've been in the national championship picture year in and year out. If you can rush the passer with four, and you can play man and zone behind it, and add a linebacker and all that stuff, I mean, you know, especially in the day of the spread, I mean, you're onto something on defense if you can do that.
Time with Coach DiNardo, the Big Ten Network, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Now, from the strongest, I think maybe the weakest, and surprising to a certain degree, the wide receiver position, it's Allen Robinson from Penn State, who is obviously very good, and then Tyler Johnson just recently of Minnesota. Those are the two that made it for the all-decade team out of the Big Ten. And you start thinking about where these wide receivers are coming from into the NFL, from around football, and maybe there's not as many coming from the Big Ten as maybe there used to be back in the day when Wisconsin had Chambers and Donald Hayes and Lee DeRamus and Evans and Lee Evans and all those guys that were coming out. Wisconsin had a pipeline of wide receivers in the NFL. Maybe the Big Ten is taking a bit of a hit at that position.
Well, it might change in the next decade, team, because remember, the years that you described, Sparky, how many teams were in the spread when that started, right?
Not
so
very
many receivers are on the field.
Right.
Right. So there's not that many receivers on the field. Now, the next decade, it'll probably be a more competitive group to pick. But, you know, for the first half of that decade, you had a Z and an X, and that was it. You know, nowadays, you know, there's tight ends that you can consider wide receivers. They're split out so much, and there's three wides and four wides, and you've got empty sets, and you've got more and more teams running the spread. I mean, who's left in the I formation? Wisconsin, Iowa, is that it? Michigan State now with Mark on? Probably not. You know, Michigan's kind of in the I disguised as the spread. I mean, but, you know, P.J. Fleck, you know, without the RPO and without Kurt Schiraka, you know, they're not a ranked team. They could have the same exact personnel, but without that RPO game and the spread, they're not going to be ranked.
Coach, your best guess, and I know it's a fluid situation, that we have college football this year in some sort of form or fashion.
I'll be shocked if we don't have college football. What it's going to look like, you know, I mean, obviously, Gary, nobody knows that. I tell you what, I wasn't very confident a few months ago, and then I got really confident, and then when you know, basically we let our guard down, or literally let our mask down. I mean, we as a population have made a lot of mistakes. You know, we didn't hang with it, in my opinion. And so, if everybody loves the game, put a mask on, stay 6 feet from one another, and don't do anything foolish. But because the people are going to decide about college football, you know, and a lot of them are young people doing stuff, you know. So I didn't mean to get off on a tangent, but
no, that's what it is.
I know it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating because it's not just about you, right? It's about who you're talking to. You're not in a bubble. You impact other people's health and other people's lives. It's just incredible how we don't think more like that. Maybe no non-conference, you know, schools. I've heard Purdue's plan. I've heard Notre Dame's plan. You know, finishing the semester at Thanksgiving, which, you know, then they're going to have a problem bringing the athletes back, because if they think the regular students are better protected by going straight through, no fall breaks, and going through from, say, the last week of August to Thanksgiving and not coming back so they don't go home and come back, then how do we say it's okay for the athletes to come back? That's a little touchy situation, especially as it relates to basketball, because they'll probably just be getting into their practice and into their season. So a lot of different things. But to answer your question, I'll be shocked if we don't have it. I just wish I knew more what it was going to look like.
Yeah, and that was my question, too, because you talked about Notre Dame. And Notre Dame has got that big game against Wisconsin up at Lambeau Field. And that thing is pretty much sold out, but you're right, no one knows. And we were talking about non-conference, and that's a non-conference game, but that's a pretty big game for both programs.
I know, and me and my wife are sleeping in separate rooms until that game's over because we graduated from the opposite schools. And so it caused us some natural social distancing. But that's not an early non-conference game though, right?
That's correct.
October. October. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So look at the glass half full instead of half empty. You know, if it was the last week of August, the first week of September, mm-hmm. you know, that'd be the first. You know, why do all that, guys? Just like businesses. Like I talked to my nephew who works in New York City. You know, their company hasn't commuted into the city since whatever, and their numbers are better than they were a year ago. You know, they're not going to spend $300,000 on rent as we go forward after everybody's healthy. So we're going to see all these kind of changes, like no hotels Friday night, you know, stay at home and drive if it's a reasonable distance. I mean, you know, Michigan State, you know, they're not going to have hotels in opposite places, Wisconsin, Northwestern. I mean, why would you drive down the day before and spend the night in a hotel in Chicago when you can spend your night in your regular home, safe, and then just drive down to the game?
Coach, I can't speak for what college is going to do, but I can tell you from a youth baseball perspective right now, ours is a 13-year-old in youth baseball. We just traveled, like I said, down to Indianapolis for a youth baseball tournament, so those hotels were filled. Now we're going to Iowa in 2 weeks, Bettendorf, Iowa. Those hotels are completely all sold out to the point that we're staying in Moline, Illinois instead. With hotels. There was just an article on Myrtle Beach, South Carolina yesterday about how it is exploding with COVID-19 cases in teens. Why? Because all these youth baseball teams are coming from all over the country to go play in tournaments in Myrtle Beach, and it's spreading amongst everybody.
Right, but if you could avoid that and still play, you would do it, right?
I would hope so.
Right, so, I mean, again, you don't, if you're Northwestern and Wisconsin and you're the visiting team, this year you stay home because of COVID, and next year you stay home because it's cheaper. And we won the game last year by staying at home. Why would we want to do anything else? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, we're all going to do different things. We're all going to do things differently than we were doing them before COVID, and it's all going to be based on money. Especially these athletic departments, because they're going to lose their shirt this year, and they're going to try to make part of it back in 2021.
He is the coach, Jerry DiNardo, of the Big Ten Network, former college football head coach, of course, back in the day. Coach, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and hopefully we weren't too mean to you on the Big Ten All-Decade Team.
No, I tried to talk as long as I could to not have any more All-Decade Teams. So my answers were a little bit long, so I apologize. Good being with you, Gary. And Smart,
sure.
You guys take care. Stay safe.
Take care. Thank you,
yeah.
Coach.
Stay safe, Coach. There he is, Coach Jerry DiNardo on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion now growing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Yes, Gary.
I didn't give you my auxiliary list.
All right, Gary, go ahead.
Can I do it after the break, or can I do it now?
You can just do it now. Just do it now. I'll change some stuff around while you talk. Go ahead.
All right. Number five, Matt Flynn. Number four, Randy Wright. Number three, Babe Parilli.
I said nothing about Babe Parilli.
Yeah. Number two, Ernie Herber.
Come on.
And number one, the great ghost of Gonzaga, Tony Canadeo. There it is. That's my auxiliary.
All I'm going to say is
that
it's a crying shame that you got that list, and there is no Matt Hasselbeck and no Mark Brunell on that list of five auxiliary because they were never given the opportunity to start.
Right.
In the regular season. Great preseasons, but never given the opportunity to truly start in the regular season.
Well, you can make yours.
Oh, God.
Do how you want to do it.
Listening to yours was depressing enough. I don't need to make another list of five. Look, sure. Once you get past the top five that we talked about, it kind of all kind of goes downhill after that. There's really not a great second five. In other top fives we've done, you know, top five sitcoms and stuff, there's always a really good next five. Like, oh, man, these three were right
Steve,
there, but couldn't get in.
Look these guys up.
None of those guys are. I don't, Herbert, I didn't see play.
Tony Kennedy is a Hall of Famer. Herbert is a Hall of Famer.
I guess. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Maybe, I guess. Kennedy wasn't even mentioned by anybody in this entire run.
Because they don't know Packer football.
Oh, no, because they're not that old to have seen anything on any of these guys. Here's one, Charlie. My top five, who I would drink beer with. Number five, Lynn Dickey. Do you want to have a beer with Lynn Dickey? Number four, Jim McMahon. Number three is impossible, Bart Starr. Number two, the Magic Man. And number one, Brett Favre. I think everybody probably is on board with Brett Favre. Would probably be the first guy you'd want to go have a beer with.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Not Aaron Rodgers, for sure.
No. Not for me, at least. Mike tweets at the fan his top five. Number five, Makowski. Four, Dickey. Three, Rodgers. Two, Brett. One, Starr. I think that's the five. And you said it first, and that's why I said that. That makes the most sense. And really, don't get me wrong, I like Makowski, but that one run that they had, that cardiac pack year, where they got on a run and had to sit there and watch Monday Night Football to see if they were in the playoffs or not, that was the year that really kind of put Makowski over the top and on the map at that point.
Oh, yeah.
That really separated because, I mean, again, he's not a Hall of Famer. And you said Arnie Herber is a Hall of Famer?
I think he is. Look him up.
I'm not going to tout you. I'm not.
Google Arnie Herber.
Arnie, not Ernie. Arnie.
Yeah,
Herber.
Arnie.
Well, what I know is a Hall of Famer are J&J Contractors. Now, they are Hall of Famers when it comes to doing some remodeling in your house, maybe building that outdoor oasis. Yeah. Hall of Famers, J&J Contractors.
Yeah, a lot of people come to me and talk to me about my good friends over at J&J Contractors, our former boss over there, Tom Parker. Says, hey, Gary, they're going to add a new bathroom into my house. I say, hey, call my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer went to Big Time. Hey, want to do something in my basement? Hey, call my good friends over at J&J Contractors. They can come over and help you build out that livable space or give you some ideas or what they should look like, how they should go, and try to create some more room for the children. Steve's having another baby. Now they got three boys. They all don't want to be together. At least we can loosen some up, put another TV down there, and they can have somewhere to go. Made it happen. Spark Dog said, hey, why don't we do something outside? I can start enjoying outside a little bit. Well, they created that outdoor oasis. My good friends at J&J Contracts can do that and so much more, guys. If you have a dream, they can make your dream come true. Call my good friends today and ask for Jason at J&J Contractors.
Coming up on the other side, some news out of the NBA today. They sent out a release to the media talking about how many players have tested positive for COVID-19 upon entering their markets and their facilities as they get ready to head to Orlando. If you haven't heard those numbers, stay tuned. That's next on the Wendy's Big Show.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.